For the first time in 29 years, three black actors have received Oscar nominations for leading roles. Will Smith and Denzel Washington are nominated for Best Actor, Halle Berry for Best Actress. While some hope that these nominations are a sign of a better future for blacks in Hollywood, commentator Patricia Elam says she'll wait and see.
"Did you hear the good news?" a stranger yelled after me as I rushed past. "No, what news?" I asked without stopping, suspecting he was high or crazy. "Miss USA is black, from Howard University," he crowed, puffing out his chest as if he was her father. I smiled as we shared pride in the accomplishments of this woman neither of us knew but to whom we felt a connection. As people who happen to be black, most of us are used to being excluded from things deemed American. When one of us is let into the circle, though, it feels like the gate has opened for all of us. This said, many of us will be real mad if there are no black Academy Award winners this year. Think about it. Only one black recipient of the Best Actor Award in the history of the Oscars. Somebody should be ashamed. Please understand that I'm not advocating handing out any affirmative action Oscars. The year Jesse Jackson threatened to boycott Hollywood, most black folk weren't feeling him because there hadn't been any movies or roles that warranted nominations. This year, though, there are three black nominees. Because black actors didn't win in years when they should have, the Academy has to make some complex choices. Like Julia Roberts courageously said, Denzel's golden statue is well overdue. Will has time to earn his, but I hope Halle's time is now. We've heard the countless stories, enough to fill the Academy's auditorium, detailing Hollywood's disgraceful racial history, the disinclination to use a black actor because that would necessitate a corresponding black family, the worry that white audiences won't identify with a black character, that Halle's not black enough, or Will and Denzel are too black. Most African-American actors don't dwell on these realities, but each nominee has surely acknowledged the possibility of not winning simply because of skin color, something no white actor ever has to contend with. If one of them wins, these actors won't just be winning for themselves, and they know it. That's why Halle Berry cried when she won the Screen Actors Guild Award, and why I and several of my friends cried with her. Racism has placed a huge burden on black folks in the limelight. If these actors lose, African Americans will chastise ourselves and say, how could we have been so foolish as to even hope? But if one wins on March 24th, it will be a collective win that will cause me to weep again, call friends long distance, and maybe even share the good news with a stranger in the street. The Academy has an opportunity to make history and do the right thing at the same time. The question is, will it?
The comments of Patricia Elam, a writer who lives here in Washington, D.C.